You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend stole my Xbox and sold it to buy pain pills. I don't want him to get in trouble, but what do I do? Let's get into it.
On the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Hey, you know those trust exercises where you, like, fall back and people catch you? We should definitely do that.
Okay.
We're going to get the thud sound effect ready. Also joining us, the man who puts the music together, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Now, are you going first on that?
No, definitely not.
I see.
Jed, why don't you climb up that ladder? We'll do this real hardcore style.
I don't normally do it off a ladder. That seems extreme.
Well, we really trust each other here on the show. And we hope that you trust us to answer your questions. We know you do because you write into thebridgeloud@gmail.com, which is where this week's question came in. It says, my friend stole my Xbox and sold it to buy pain pills. I don't want to get him in trouble, but what do I do?
Ouch.
Yeah, that's a bummer. And Glenn, it's one that all of us around the show can relate to.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
We probably need to start with, you're probably mad, and that's fine.
Right. Well, you were saying that looking at me. I wasn't sure if you were accusing me of the stealer or the stealee, but as I've been both, I can go ahead and, I can own up to it. We're joking about trust, but it really does suck when people let you down.
I mean,
it's a really tough thing. I mean, it's really disappointing, and you feel like, you know, man, don't you care enough about me to not do that? You don't focus on them in that sense, but the truth is hurting people hurt people, and that's how they get into that behavior. We can understand that, we can explain it, But it's important to know that you have permission to be upset about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And, Jed, we do want to move through the being upset to getting to a place where we can be productive. But that's not an ignoring that feeling. That's working through it, right?
That's exactly right. You're allowed to be upset. You've been disappointed. You've been let down. You've been betrayed. And that sucks. And we're so sorry that you experienced that. And we want to be clear here. We're guessing from the way you asked your question that you want to continue to have a friendship with this person. You want to continue to have a relationship. And we celebrate that. But to be clear, just as you're allowed to be upset, you're allowed to say, I've had enough. Right. We're done. You're actually allowed to say that. And there are certainly situations in life where that's the appropriate response. It doesn't have to be that way here. And again, we're guessing from what you said in the question that that's not what you want. So we're going to move forward on that assumption. But you are allowed to be upset, and you're also allowed to say, I've just had enough of dealing with this person. That's well within your rights. I think the question that we want to ask is, how do we move forward here? Because for sure, we don't want to move forward in a way where this ever happens again. You know, one of the things, just as you're allowed to say, I've had enough of this relationship, you are also allowed, in this case, strongly encouraged to say, I still am your friend, but this can never happen again.
Right.
You have used your one time on this, never, ever again. And I'm not, you know, you promising you won't do it again is not good enough. We need more than that. So the question we want to get into is how do we structure that? How do we set that up? How do we move forward here in a way where we're able to be a friend to a person, but we're also able to literally protect ourselves?
That's a great point. We'll look at that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Take me inside.
Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Okay, variation on the falling back and catch them trust exercise.
Yep. Sure.
Same thing, but with a bed of coals.
It's kind of coming two for one there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's innovative.
Yeah.
Someone's going to get hired on by the Tony Robbins Corporation.
That's right.
So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
If you move fast enough off the coals, you probably won't get burned.
That's,
it'll work out.
You got to trust it.
Exactly.
Well, or let me just pitch this. The people who are catching you are also standing on the coals, so they got to focus on you and not on their own situation.
That's right.
It's like a whole teamwork thing.
That's it.
As you may or may not have guessed, we're answering a question about trust tonight. It came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend stole my Xbox and sold it to buy pain pills. I don't want to get him in trouble, but what do I do? And Glenn, we closed out last week out with Jed giving us the groundwork of we need to kind of deal with the feelings we have, acknowledge them, and move forward. I think that acknowledgement is important. There's part of us, and probably there's always part of the person who did it, but also part of the person it happened to who wants to start with, why don't we just pretend this all never happened?
Yeah.
That's really not the right way to go forward, though, right?
No, I think it is perfectly acceptable, perfectly legitimate to say, first and foremost, it's okay to think in terms of protecting yourself and drawing those boundaries, and having a clear sense of what is acceptable and what's not. You want to try to help your friend, but that's as long as that doesn't conflict with protecting yourself. So both of those things have to exist at the same time moving forward. It's a wrong mentality to say, well, I'm just going to be a martyr and I'm going to let you mistreat me and all that because of friendship.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Jed, that may sound like a bit of an odd thing to people who've never done it, but it's very doable. It's actually something that exists in almost all healthy relationships.
Absolutely right. What we're talking about here is boundaries, a clear sense of what you are and are not willing to put up with. And all good, all healthy relationships have boundaries. So as Glenn said, the first boundary is one where you are protected. That includes you as a person. That includes your emotional life. That also includes your property. You know, that really matters. You know, I mean, people don't have a right to just come and take your stuff from you.
Let's hold that new Nintendo Switch close.
We do, you know, we want an approach here that makes it clear to your friend that you care about them, that you love them, that you want to be there for them. But this is the key thing. We want an arrangement that removes their ability to misbehave in this way. It's not one where we strongly encourage them to not misbehave in this way, but we're taking away that option from them. That's really the thing that we need to do here. That's the kind of structure that we need to have. And again, here's the crazy thing that's often easy to miss. That actually is the loving thing for your friend. If we have a person that's strongly inclined to misbehave in a certain way and we give them a situation where they can pretty easily keep on doing that, they will keep on doing that. And pretty soon they will damage this relationship in a way where you do not want to be their friend anymore. Well, that's bad for them. So in a weird way, doing this in a sense that is in an approach that is good for you is also good for them. That we actually have both in one. We want to look at here, what does that actually look like? How do we actually set that up practically speaking? But that's what we're shooting for.
It's a great point. It's this thing that, again, sounds a little alien if you've never done it, but it's very doable. You're probably doing it in your life with certain relationships that haven't realized it. We're going to look at more ways you can do this practically in this situation when we come back right here on the Bridge Lab. Coming back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the Mission USA founder, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I totally trust you guys.
Really?
No.
That fell apart very quickly. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Trust you roughly as far as I can throw you.
That's right.
We are answering a question that came in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend stole my Xbox and sold it to buy pain pills. I don't want him to get in trouble, but what do I do? And Glenn, we closed that last segment with Jed giving us this framework of boundaries, mm-hmm. of not giving a person the room to indulge in these particular kind of proclivities if we want to maintain this friendship. Let's continue exploring that in a practical way. What does that actually look like? Say, hey, I'm still want to be friendly, want to hang out, want to enjoy your company, but you got sticky little fingers, so we can't do it right at my place.
Well, yeah, I think our day job involves going behind bars, talking to people, dealing with recovery, people on the streets. And we're doing that in a Christian context, a ministry context, where we're talking about, you know, larger principles. And one of the things we're talking about there is not leading people into temptation. So yeah. Normally you think of that maybe as like a marriage where a married guy's flirting with someone outside of that marriage, or you think about it in terms of like tempting somebody to be angry about something, and, you know, that kind of provoking someone. But I think it works the same way with stuff where someone can't handle, somebody has money issues and addiction issues or whatever, leaving money sitting around or expensive items sitting around where they're just left alone with them or whatever is tempting them in a way you know they may not be able to overcome it.
Yeah, it's a great point. And Jed, as we look to do that in a positive way, we started out the show by saying, you're perfectly well within your right to say, I just don't want to hang out with a person who does this to me anymore. But if you're there, for whatever reason, you say, I want to maintain this friendship. As Glenn's pointing out, there's going to be a little bit of salt in this because, dude, you took my Xbox. But as we get back on the road of trying to repair that friendship and move back towards trust, what do we do in that situation?
Well, we don't ask Jim to watch our Rolex for the weekend. That's that would right. be a mistake.
Just to see if he can pull it off. Maybe he's developed the moral fiber.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad call.
It's like running with leg weights. You learn to be more trustworthy.
Just left my PS4 in the middle of the room.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go in the other room.
It's still in its box. I didn't even unpack it. Yeah, here's what we do. We don't do those things. We do decide. We make the decision. Jim is no longer welcome to be in my apartment.
That's right.
Period, the end. Not because I don't care about him, not because I don't love him, because he can't handle it.
That's right.
He can't be trusted. So no, you cannot come to my apartment anymore. We can go to IHOP and hang out and eat pancakes and talk. We can, you know, go catch a show at the rock place together. But you cannot come back to my apartment. And that's because I care about you and I want to keep on being there for you. At some point, Jim's going to say, well, hey, do we want to go hang out at your place? And say, Jim, you can't be at my place. And you say, well, why not?
You know why.
It's like, really, dude, you stole my Xbox.
Right.
I'm not mad.
Right.
But I'm also not dumb. So the answer is no. Now, here's the other thing. You need help, and I want to be a part of helping you. When you're ready, if you need somebody to drive you to rehab, despite you stealing my Xbox, I will put you in my car and drive you to rehab. When you're ready, I'm ready. But in the meantime, you have lost your apartment privileges.
And that's actually what being a loving and forgiving person looks like. That's what we want for you. We'll come back a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
You are not a man that you change your mind. This is not a plan where someday I'll find that you've given up. Run out of love, run out of patience with myself. You made a mistake with the price that you've paid. You're moving on to someone else. Oh, oh, you chose me, you chased me, you made a way to be with me when we were apart. Every sin, every lie, you forgive every time. Your faithfulness never stops. No. make you think I am worth your time? Were you willing to talk, but you think that I suck? And I should shape up, is your body.
Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think love means completely ignoring anything I ever did wrong before this moment.
That's going to be a very popular movie.
Yeah.
So joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
I can hear that in a big pop chorus right now.
That's right.
Love means never having to admit that you stole my kidney. Well, you're continuing to answer the question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend stole my Xbox and sold it to buy pain pills. I don't want him to get in trouble, but what do I do? And we mentioned that a queer part of drawing boundaries is going to be, you're not allowed in the old homestead for a little while there, Jim, because I'm down one Xbox.
Yeah.
Right. Can't do it now, but we can do other things. We can go to the movie. We can go to the ice cream place. Quit from not mad at you. Even get you a little something extra. Get you a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
Those are getting more and more complicated. And Glenn, as you mentioned earlier, you know, in our work, in our day job, kind of working with people coming out of addiction, out of prison and gang backgrounds, there's this weird thing we're doing to people on the outside, which is we're showing a lot of love, but we're also holding very firm boundaries.
That's right.
And how do you approach going about both of those at the same time?
Well, you know, love and trust are not the exact same thing. You know, that I actually love a lot of people that I don't trust in any way, nor should I.
Yeah.
The truth is that God loves me, but there's a lot of things he doesn't trust me with.
Yeah, nor
should he. I'm usually campaigning that, you know, just go ahead and let me win the lottery. It'll be great.
I'll do a great job.
Maybe hold a couple $1 billion.
That's right. Love opens your eyes to what's going on. It helps you see the positive potential in people, but it allows you to see the areas that they're struggling with and why they're struggling with that. And if you can see that, you don't think in terms of, let me put them in a position where they're set up to fail again and again. It says apply those boundaries and let that person build trust slowly but surely over time and renew those relationships.
Absolutely. Do you have anything to add to that?
You know, when we set things up in a way where we're not mad, because if we're mad, we're going to not be there for that person. When we set things up in a way where we're not mad, we're able to have a new thing that comes in that really changes everything, and that is understanding. We actually understand why this person is on what they're on. That doesn't excuse it in any way, but it gives us a completely different perspective. You know, people, well, healthy people don't steal their friends' Xboxes.
Right.
This is the action of a person who's sick. This is the action of a person who is not well and needs some help. And the thing is, when we're angry, we can't see that, or we won't see it, but it doesn't make any difference. But if we've structured this relationship in a way where we don't have to be angry, we're able to recognize this is a person who's hurting. This is a person who's sick, who needs help. And that creates within us a sense of sympathy and a sense of compassion and a desire to be there for them, that we're able, when the time is right, to put into action and be a real help to them.
Absolutely right. We'll see you next week right here on the Bridge Lounge.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
There's a thing on the train. His name was Blake.